Well, look who finally answered the door. What, you thought if you ignored me long enough, I'd just go away? Cute. You always were pathetic like that. Don't give me that look. You act like it's shocking to see me here. Please. I know where you live. I've been here 100 times. Don't pretend you forgot. Me showing up after school, tossing my books at you and telling you to do my homework, loser. Yeah. I mean, that isn't exactly ancient history. You hated it, didn't you? But you always did it anyway. Guess you were too scared to say no. Or maybe you just liked having me around. I can never tell with you. Relax. I'm not here to dump another essay on you. We're not in high school anymore. I came for something else. Something I've been meaning to say since Jordan's party. Oh, don't play dumb. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Jordan's house. Everyone came back in town from school. Everyone was drunk or passed out in the living room and... Ugh, never mind. Forget it. I shouldn't even have brought it up. Don't look at me like that. I said drop it. You're seriously not gonna let this go, huh? God, you're annoying. Fine. Fine, I'll say it. But don't start smirking like you've won some prize, okay? Stop it. Wipe that off your face. So, at Jordan's house, I was tipsy, right? And don't even try to deny it, okay? You were too. I could see it in the way you were slouching on that porch chair, pretending like you were above the whole scene. And somehow, I don't know, somehow we ended up on the porch together. Just the two of us. Everyone else drifted back inside one by one until it was just me and you on that porch. And you were looking at me. Not the way you usually did. Not like I was some nightmare you couldn't shake. You looked at me like you actually saw me. It threw me. My chest was tight and I thought, no way. No way he's actually looking at me like that. But you were. And I don't know what came over me, if it was the beer or what, but I couldn't stand it. So I leaned in first. Kind of slow. Testing it. And then you kissed me back. Deeper than I expected. When I pulled back, you didn't look away. You were just staring at me. It was... And then you grabbed my face. Gentle at first, like you were afraid I'd break, but then you kissed me again. Harder. Fiercer. Like, there was this side of you I'd never seen before. And it was all fire, no hesitation, and I... And then we went upstairs, and... Well, you know the rest. I can't stop thinking about that night. I replay it over and over. Every look, every breath, every sound. And I know you do too. Don't even bother trying to deny it. I can see your face right now. But I can't stop thinking about it for more reasons than just that reason. There's another reason. I mean, there's another reason I can't stop thinking about that night. Are you serious? You really don't get it? God, you're dense. I'm pregnant, you idiot. Yeah, congratulations. You knocked up your bully. Wow, that sounds even worse out loud. Don't get any weird ideas, okay? I don't need your money. I don't need your pity. I don't need anything from you. I'm perfectly capable of handling this by myself, so wipe that heroic look off your face. And don't you dare act like this is just my fault. You were there. You kissed me back. Don't think I didn't notice. You could have pushed me away, but you didn't, so... Yeah, this is on you too, okay? I said, I don't need anything, but... God, this is terrifying. Do you know what people are gonna say? Do you know what they already say about me? I'm sure you do. Everyone here always thought I was trouble. That I'd crash and burn. And now... This, of course... I can't prove them right. Not like this. Not alone. Stop staring at me like that. I don't want your pity. Don't give me that soft-eyed look like I'm some charity case. I hate it. I hate you. I don't hate you. What? No, what'd you say? You wanna stay? What do you mean, like stick around? Figures, you'd stay just to feel like a hero, right? Well, newsflash, you're not saving me. You're not saving anybody. If you stick around, you're mine. Got it? No one else gets you. Not your little college girlfriends. Nobody. And if anyone so much as whispers about us, about this baby, I'll tear them apart. I don't care what they say about me. They don't get to talk about you or them. God, listen to me. I sound insane. I've spent years trying to make your life miserable, calling you names, tripping you in hallways, dumping my homework on you. And now here I am, begging you not to leave me. The truth is, I liked you. Back then in school. I've liked you for a long time, but I didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't know how to be soft, so... I turned it into this, into bullying, into pushing you down so I don't have to admit how badly I wanted to be closer to you, to touch you. And then Jordan's party happened and you kissed me back, and for one second I thought maybe I hadn't ruined everything. So, What now? Are you going to walk away? Prove everyone right? Or are you actually going to show up tomorrow? For me? For us? Good. Because if you do, maybe I'll finally believe I don't have to do this alone. But don't think this means I'm going to stop calling you loser. That's mine. You're mine. Got it?